There you are. Welcome to Play On, life lessons from the field, made just for you by Bright Rock, the company that loves rugby as much as it loves change. I can't chat too long. I'm already late. Come with me. John William, do you mind if I call you John for short?
More than welcome,
okay,
please.
Okay, fantastic. Can you tell me, what does a technical team advisor do?
Well, basically, I'm the guy that sits in front of the computer screen while the game is on and analyze every movement, every play, how many tackles the guys make, where the ball carries, do we get advantage line, etc., and set piece wins, losses, and then whether we're actually executing the plan like we prepped for the team as we're playing them. And then we do a review after that, and we also analyze training sessions to make sure we train according to the plan we set out for that week for the team.
What is the most important area to focus on, or is it the overall, like they say in psychology, holistic thing?
It's probably a holistic thing. For every game, you have to start holistically, and then where the statistics and so on drive you in a certain game or certain opponents, you know to spend more time in, say, set pieces if you're playing a certain team, and what type of set pieces they give you and you have the opportunity to do against. You'll spend more time on analysing and going into depth into those.
So how, some people must have egos now. So how many people don't listen to you and you like after the game, I told you guys, you should have listened to John Mandy, you must go on your own route, or do they actually generally take your advice to heart?
I think we are actually in a privileged position that we don't have guys with that amount of ego in the team. Sometimes they will come to me and say, well, yes, I told you that wouldn't work or so, and this is my reasons why. But generally, we have a discussion of that beforehand and look at all the scenarios with the different input from all the coaches. And afterwards, we just say, oh, well, we got it right or we got it wrong this weekend. And we stop blaming the blame game, because next week is the week starts over again, basically. New opponents, and sometimes you get the opportunity in the South African derbies of correcting those, like playing against the opponents again.
Yes, so when you're watching, 80 minutes goes by so fast. Ooh, nada, like my cakes don't even bake that fast. When you see something going there on the field and you're seeing, oh, no, the plan is not working, so like the one that we worked out, how do you adjust? Do you like call people? Do you run down to the field and tell the players? Like, how do they know they must now gear change?
Luckily, we get feeds from SuperSport into a computer, and we live code the games, or usually technical analysts live code the game in terms of what the plan is and certain team aspects of it. So as that is happening, we can see the statistics uprolling continuously, and the coaches next to me sit, wrestle with the line.
Oh, those are the people that we see there in the glass box.
Yes, the camera
zooms in on your faces when you get so angry or happy.
Luckily, they only zoom in a couple of times during the match. It would be a total different story.
You would have to have makeup on the whole time if they keep coming. But yeah, okay, so you guys sit there and you watch all these things happening.
We watch.
But like the thing that also, just as I'm listening to you, like it sounds like you are watching what they do, but you also watch what you guys do and what your team strengths is, and then like what is the percentages of what you put together then in that technical plan?
Oh, that differs. Sometimes we go with a plan that works comfortably for us or so, and we just focus on us, and other times we know we've got that sorted, or they'll put us under pressure, so we'll focus on them, how to take that away from them rather than adjusting.
It's also so interesting for me to realize, or to ask someone, what is the biggest life lesson you learned from this beautiful game of rugby?
That's in the years I've been here, it's probably change. Change is probably the biggest thing that's inevitable in every single aspect of it. Whether it be we change from attack to defense, or we change coaches, or we change roles within the coaching team, or whatever the case may be. Change for competition is at the mind of us now. Playing URC and Currie Cup together. The difference between URC and Super Rugby, what we've been used to, is also a different, and you get different types of plays. The statistics change completely. The time the ball is in play, traveling, how we need to adjust with training before we travel. What can we do that side? What can we do this side? And the different variables of putting that in to make an informed decision based on that. As change will always happen, is probably the one life lesson I've learned. And with change always happening, is just stay calm and control the controllables, which you can control. The rest is you can't make a difference in that, so take it on the chin and control what you can.
Hi, John. Oh, I'm so grateful I came to speak to you today, because now I've got some tips on how to cope with the traffic out there, which, oh, yeah, can't do anything about anybody else on the road, only myself. Now, thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom. There you have it. Some more fantastic wisdom here from the field of play. You must please join me again next time when we bring you lessons here made just for you by Bright Rock. Cheers. Please keep loving change.